Today I'm speaking with Tyler Snythman, representing the Garber FFA chapter in Garber, Oklahoma. Tyler was the top-placing individual in the 2013 Prepared Public Speaking Career Development event at the National FFA Convention. Tyler also is currently the Oklahoma State FFA Secretary. So first, Tyler, let's talk about your role as the Oklahoma State FFA Secretary. What are your current responsibilities as a state FFA officer?
First of all, I'm enrolled in college at Oklahoma State University. I'm a freshman, and the way we have our schedule set up as state officers in Oklahoma is that I'll go to class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays are set aside for FFA. So these are the days that our state officer team is traveling the state. We put on cold conferences, other leadership conferences. We typically do chapter visits, Goodwill tour. We do several events all through the school year. And right now we're really spending a lot of time getting prepared for our state FFA convention, which is coming up in the end of April. And so as a college student, a full-time college student, it's a pretty busy time of the year, and, you know, it's pretty busy throughout the year, but it's definitely worth it.
What have you enjoyed most about your role as a state FFA officer?
I think for me, it's just the one-on-one personal connections with the members. Serving as a state officer gives you the opportunity to travel the state and do something that typically you probably wouldn't get the opportunity to do, from going to Panhandle to chapters like Guymon, and then far southeast Oklahoma, maybe to Idabel. It really gives you the opportunity to talk to a lot of members one-on-one, you know, see what they're doing as far as, you know, their involvement with FFA, and encourage them, and, you know, maybe give them some advice, and just talk to people one-on-one personally. That's, you know, more than anything, that's what I enjoy most about, you know, my role as a state officer.
So, Tyler, how do you encourage other students who might not be involved in FFA to become involved in FFA?
Well, for me, my involvement in FFA was pretty natural. I've grown up on a farm, and older siblings are in FFA, but I realize there's a lot of people that don't have really any ties to agriculture. And one thing I really try to stress is the fact that there's several CDEs and there's several other ways to get involved in FFA without directly dealing with production agriculture. You know, for example, I felt like public speaking is one way to really encourage members to get involved. Basically, any job career you're going to pursue later on down the road, you're going to have to be able to utilize the skills of public speaking. And so this will relate to, you know, I feel like a lot more students necessarily than maybe, you know, a production agriculture SAE. I really try to push a lot of, you know, other events that aren't maybe just about farming in general. And I really hope that serves as a better way of encouraging some of those members.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Tyler. That was Tyler Snythman of the Garber FFA chapter in Oklahoma and the current Oklahoma State FFA Secretary.